Welcome to Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna.
That is caught! Touchdown! Oh my gosh! How did that happen? He got it from 59 yards away for the win!
Jaguars This Week, presented by Aetna, is brought to you by Ticket Exchange, Community First Credit Union, Carey Limousine, Wachovia, Sonny's Barbecue, and by Everbank. Jaguars This Week begins right now.
Good evening and welcome to Jaguars This Week. I'm Jeff Loggeman. Brian Sexton has the night off, so we've got across the table for me the Ozone. Good evening, John Osher.
Good evening, Jeff.
Jaguars.com guru. And while we're just real quick, while we're on Jaguars.com, I just heard the weatherman talk on OKV and was talking, and Joe, I'm not sure who does that, but did they do the weather meter there?
I didn't recall it a weather meter.
Could have been, though. You know what it made me think of? And that if Vic Ketchman were here, because I've been reading this on my mind, is because I've been trading emails with Vic Ketchman just a few minutes ago, that if it were 51 degrees overnight, what would Vic claim that on the weather meter right now in Green Bay?
Depends on his mood. He'd probably say it was a 2.
I don't know. I got Vic Ketchman on my mind. Anyway, good evening, folks. We've got a couple special guests, and without further ado, we'll introduce them. We have a good friend of mine, Carl Cannon from Team Teal. Good evening, Carl.
Good evening.
And Robert Tilke, Executive Vice President of Ticket Sales, and that would be Group Sales. Does that sound good?
That's a great promotion. Thank you very much. I appreciate that.
Is that the title you want?
I'll take that title right now. That's fine.
I just made it up. But ticketing and team deals, and the reason we have you guys on here tonight is to talk about, if you haven't picked up the newspaper to see the article that Mackie Weaver was quoted extensively at in today's paper, this is what we're talking about, and it's about the Team Teal deals. Who's going to start in explaining exactly what this is? Carl? Robert?
Carl, I'll jump in. I'll just tell you, okay. There's many facets to it. There's the Teal deals, which is what we had last year. Last year it was over $2,500 in savings throughout Jacksonville. This year it's over $3,000 in savings. We also have the Jaguars Rewards, which will begin in August. No matter what happens, it's going to begin in August. The Jaguars Advantage, which is also available. It's available now, so you can take advantage there.
And for those that don't know, that's for season ticket owners, you can earn up to 15% cash back at hundreds of the favorite online retailers, right?
Absolutely, or okay. Credit towards your future Jaguar ticket purchases. So you can use it on the cost of your season tickets. And then the final part of it is, and you'll be hearing more about this in the coming, probably within the next week or so, are the 30 days of Teal, which are every day a different prize for Jaguar season ticket
holders. I
read that,
and I like the idea. And what this is, you get season tickets now, you get all of these programs, and then every 30 days you're going to have a drawing, right?
No, for every day of June we're going to do a drawing.
That's what I'm saying, 30 days in June. And the top prize, which I guess you guys would consider the top prize, is going to be tickets to the Super Bowl?
Absolutely. Final day tickets. It starts off, June 1st is going to be the pregame sideline passes. And then the next June 2nd we'll draw for a Jaguars locker room tour for you and nine of your friends. A round of golf with the Jaguars head coach. Just different things every day we have our sponsors involved with it. Winn-Dixie, getting a gift card there. We're going to do Jagbucks one day. We've got Gate Gas Card, $200 Gate Gas Card. Who couldn't use that? So being a season ticket holder is paying for itself in reality. When you think about all the different opportunities that are out there to make money and to save money through places that we all go to anyhow, especially with the Teal deals. That's a biggie.
Now this drawing that's going on in June,
mm-hmm.
Is this eligible for only – the new season ticket purchases, or is this for all season ticket holders?
Everybody who's a ticket holder will be in the drawing. We want to try to, promote, hey, look, get your tickets now. You don't lose money when you get your season tickets. You get your season tickets, if we don't play the game, you're getting a refund of that game and interest, so you're making money there if we don't play a game. I'm confident, Wayne Weaver says we're going to have a football season. We're going to have a football season. But even if we were to not have a football season, you would still get your Teal deals. Jaguar Rewards, Jaguars Advantage, 30 Days of Teal for our season ticket holders. So there's advantages to being a season ticket holder now.
I like that.
It's a good deal.
I mean, it's a great deal. I mean, for those that want to get season tickets, get in now before June.
And these are things that not every other NFL team is doing. These are things that have been thought up here and that we're doing that other teams aren't even – they want to copy us now. They want to take advantage of some of these things, find out how we're doing it. But these are things we're doing that are payback to the season ticket holders.
All right, so obviously with what's going on with the labor situation, which we're going to try to stay away from that tonight because it just seems like that conversation never ends. With the season ticket sales, where is that at? Right now, I mean, comparatively speaking to last year, where's the number at? Where do we need to get to?
I know that when we had our meeting to announce all of the packages that we're putting out yesterday with Mackey, he put out that we're exactly where we were last year, season ticket holder-wise, number of people that we had for season tickets. But we did such a phenomenal job last year with Tony Boselli and Team Teal and getting everybody signed up. So we had people that went on to the 30-30 plan that we didn't have last year that automatically renewed that are coming back. We've got a long ways to go. We've got 11,000 tickets we probably got to sell. That's not including the 7,000 to 8,000 group tickets that we'll have to sell for each game.
Mm-hmm.
We're where we were last year, but the momentum's not there. We're not selling what we need to do every day, and it's understandable with the labor conditions, but for people to renew right now, I mean, we're done our renewal period, but for people to come back or to buy new, there are so many programs and so many advantages to doing it, you're not going to be charged, I mean, for the game if we don't play it.
It's a good deal.
I mean, it makes sense, total sense.
Carl, you've been out in the community, and obviously you've been a big proponent of this whole Team Teal effort. You know, you and Tony kind of right there on the front lines last year. Is it hard to catch that fire because of what's going on with the labor situation? Hey, as a community, it's time to look past that. It's not just about the lockout and then all this other legal mumbo-jumbo. It's about selling tickets to show the support that this city has for this football team.
Right. Well, at this point last year, we had built some momentum. There's no doubt that we were beginning to create that momentum. It was hard last year. We had a long way to go. And we feel pretty confident about where we're headed right now. It certainly would be easier if the decks were cleared and all the players were here. The players were a big part of what we did last year. That's not available at this point. They will be available at some point, and I'm sure they'll help us as they did before. Gene Smith and Jack Del Rio were a great help last year. And from where we sit, Touchdown Jacksonville, Team Teal, we represent the community and work closely with the marketing department of the Jaguars. And we feel very confident about where we're going. The Jaguars have only had a couple of percentage points of season ticket holders that have said definitely they're not coming back. They're kind of in a hold mood right now. And but it will break loose, and when it does, we're going to be organized as Team Teal. We're going to be organized to be able to get all of those folks back in the stadium. And what we've got to remember was how great it felt last year as opposed to the year before. And I'm just encouraging everybody to just go ahead and buy their tickets. Don't wait, because there's no reason to wait. You're going to get your money back if – for any reason, a game is not played.
And right now, obviously, with this the Team Teal deals that are going on, and Robert, all of the financing plans, all still available, right?
7-month payment plan. And worst case scenario, if we weren't, and I'm not saying this, but if we weren't even to play a game, you still have your Teal deals. You still have your Jaguar reward. You still have your advantage. You still have the 30 days of Teal. But we're going to play football. But if we weren't, you're getting all this. And we have 7-month payment plans. Seats as low as, you know, $33 a game up in the upper deck. Again, there's not a bad seat in the house. There are some that are better than others, and you pay that for them. But there's not a bad seat in the house, and there's plenty of them right now available.
When me and Mackie actually did an event up in Amelia Island, we were talking to the people that were there. And, you know, my big thing was that, you know, were you there for the Hail Mary? You know, were you there for Josh Scobie's kick to beat the Colts that was just, you know, seemed like an impossible distance? I mean, you can't get that emotion if you're on the couch in front of the television set. You just can't. You can't get it. I mean, there's only one place you can get that, and that's right here.
Well, the other part of that is that you have, you know, you open up with Tennessee, and then you close with Indianapolis, both division opponents. Again, taking aside if we don't play them or not, but you have those. You have two Monday night games. Somebody somewhere thinks we're going to be a good football team. They don't just give you Monday night games.
Mm-hmm.
So those are alone right there worth their weight. And then you also got Tampa and New Orleans are going to be, again, those are two, you know, an ex-Super Bowl team and a local team from down south.
And so, an up-and-coming team with a good young quarterback in Josh Freeman. I mean,
right.
it's an attractive schedule.
It is.
I mean, it's a very, very nice schedule. Anything else you guys want to add? I mean, this is an important time. I mean, usually this is kind of the time where you're seeing articles in the paper that are about mini camps and, you know, free agents starting to fit into the mix. And, you know, you're not seeing that. So I was talking about it last week, me and John and Brian, about how, you know, you always have momentum that kind of builds up to that season, and you've kind of lost a little bit of that because you don't have those events that are going on right now in May.
Right.
You know, but in reality, you know, if they're playing football, folks, you better get them now. Otherwise, you may not end up getting the seat that you want.
Right. And hopefully we get that momentum with all of these coming out, and you'll start to see some information coming out in the newspaper the next couple days with a spady wrap around the newspaper on everything. And it's a tough time right now, but understand it's a great opportunity now to get really good seats. You're getting paid back if we don't host a game, and you're getting paid back especially with the Teal deals, which are big. I mean, they're better this year than they ever were. There's big, big opportunities in the Teal deal books.
633-2000.
Or www.jaguars.com.
All right, folks, get your tickets. All right, you guys coming back for another segment? Are we good?
We can.
Come back for another segment. All right, let's take a break here, folks. Don't forget, fans, nobody gets you ready for game day better than Gate. Snacks, food, drinks, and more. Stop by Gate today. Jeff Loggeman, John Osher, and, of course, Carl Ken and Robert Tilka in studio talking a little Jaguars tickets, and then we'll be talking Jaguars football. When you're looking for department store style at discount prices, look no further than your neighborhood Stein Mart, 6 Jacksonville location Stein Mart. More fashion, less price, and I need the first part, more fashion. Jeff Loggeman here with John Osher, Carl Ken, and Robert Tilk, and we're talking Jaguars tickets and also the momentum that was created last year and certainly it has to continue this year. And Carl, last year was a big deal because of having no blackouts. It got Jacksonville off of the radar of the national writers for having this easy target to kind of talk about week in and week out. It's got to happen again.
That's exactly right. This time last year, that was what we were really talking about, was that we were in danger of staying on that national radar, and we don't want to be there. And as it turned out, we were able to eliminate all of the blackouts, which was you know, the year prior, only one game was televised. So we need to keep that in mind, because this year we really need to do the same thing. We need to lift all the blackouts and eliminate the talk that goes on around the country about which teams might be moving. We don't want to even talk about that.
And whatever happens with the labor situation, whenever the season does start on time or even slightly delayed, whatever happens, because of what happened in the offseason, if you were to not have any game blacked out whatsoever, wouldn't that be a statement? I mean, with all that's going on in the offseason, if Jacksonville all of a sudden one year has no blackouts and then turns around with labor unrest in the offseason or blackout in the offseason, to turn around in that year to have not one blackout, that would be a big statement.
It would be, and that's what I'm looking for. I'm looking for our great fans that really showed up last year to step up now and go ahead and buy their tickets and make that statement that the Jaguars belong in Jacksonville. They're going to stay here and in the talk. If we get through this year with no blackouts, that'd be huge, and that's what we really need to do.
And, Robert, you gave me a list here because, you know, everybody wants to know, well, this $3,000 Teal Deals program, what do you get? You know, is it a bunch of things that I wouldn't use? And I'm sitting here looking at the list.
Well, even Joe keeps it in his car in the glove box. So you know, you keep it in your glove box, you pull it out, people use it. Okay, Al's Pizza. Buy one, get one free.
Free pizza.
So, Firehouse. They're just
Firehouse right here.
No purchase necessary.
Nope, get a free sub.
Get a free sub. Hurricane, the Grill and Wings, $10 gift certificate. So you keep adding them and adding them. Domino's Pizza, free pizza. 11 South, $20 gift certificate.
I'm looking at the Carrabba's $10 gift certificate.
Mezzaluna,
$25
gift certificate.
Brewster's ice cream, right? Free waffle cone. I mean, these are all things I would use.
So you keep it in your glove box, you pull it out, and for every season ticket you have, you're getting one. So
world famous Oasis down there in St. Augustine, free entree.
They're already coming for a group this year, too.
I know.
They just called.
Who do you think hooked you up?
That's right, you did. Here's a coupon.
But
thanks,
I mean,
coming out.
Players Grill, $10 gift certificate. Rosenbloom, $75 gift certificate.
And it's not just food. There's Brandon's Pest Control that's on there.
Sun Tire, $25 gift certificate. I mean, these are things that people will use.
Right.
I mean, that's great stuff. I mean, you're going to get – I mean, what's the season – I mean, let's say somebody buys a season ticket. What's your lowest price season ticket?
$330.
Okay.
But let's say you want to be in the Cage of Rage, the north end zone.
Okay.
$620.
$620.
100 level. You can get seats. You don't want to be any lower than 12 rows from the field. So you're 15 rows up from the field, 20 rows up from the field, $620. Get a pizza. You've knocked it down to $600. Your ticket has cost you. Free Sub and Firehouse. You're $580, $590.
Yeah.
I mean, just you work it down.
Yeah, you can keep working it down with this whole list that I'm looking at.
Right. And you're using a majority of them on there.
Yeah.
I mean, again, and that kind of drove where my family went to. We kept them in the glove box of the car. Open up. Where are we going now? Bono's has the $100 gift certificate, and then they have another gift certificate. So
I'm looking at one right here for those that have kids. Pump It Up, $50 gift certificate.
Right, absolutely.
Been there many times, right?
So now you're down to what, $460?
Yeah. I mean, $50 Pet Paradise gift card. I mean, there's $100 right there off of your season tickets.
Yep.
Man, folks, get your season tickets now. I mean, like I said, it would make a huge statement for what has been going on this off season to have a year in which there were no blackouts. It would make a huge statement that everybody else around the league would go, wow, what's going on in Jacksonville?
Well, we don't want it to be, it's just 1 year. They, you know, whatever. They did it for 1 year. We want it to be continual, and we need it to be continual. And that's why you have all the opportunities here with all the different things for payback time.
All right, so what's the commission doing these days there, Carl?
Well, he's working hard. A lot of corporate events. We're still going out. Tony is working with...
We're talking about Baselli, the commish.
Yeah, Tony Baselli is the commish. And we have not stopped calling on companies and continuing to do that. A big part of the effort is also group sales. And a lot of the big companies really assist with that. And so we appreciate that.
All right. Well, guys, thank you for coming in. And anytime you got anything new, let us know.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And we'll get you on the air.
Thank you for having us.
All right, folks, you're listening to Jaguars This Week with Jeff Loggeman and John Osher. And we're going to get to John Osher, I promise, right after the break. And you, 904-633-NFL. Did I say that right? 355-NFL1. That's 6351. 355-NFL1. Right? We'll be back. Test drive the new 2011 Ford Super Duty, the new 2011 Ford Mustang, or the all-new Ford Fiesta, only at your local Southern Ford dealer. Jeff Loggeman here with John Osher, Jaguars This Week, and let me see if I can give the number out correctly as I turn around. 1-800-355-6351, or locally, 355-6351. That's 355-NFL1. You like that? I did good this time.
It's that strong Virginia education.
That's right. Enough on tickets. I mean, really, folks, the Teal Deals program that they have on, we were actually just talking about that amongst ourselves here, me and Joe and John. And really, I mean, I think Robert brought up a good point. I mean, if you consider, you know, a $600 season ticket, looking at this list of deals that they have offering with the Teal Deals, you can just keep, I mean, chipping away at the cost of the season tickets, because these are businesses that I use on a regular basis. I mean, you know, sometimes you get a coupon book and there's a bunch of coupons for businesses that you would never use, you know, and you pay $20 for this coupon book. Like, oh, we got, you know, hundreds of dollars in savings. But then you start looking at the coupons, you're like, well, I don't use that business. I don't go use that business. Well, in this thing here, yeah, we'd use them. Good deal. You need to get some season tickets there, John.
I'm all over it.
Legal update, and I didn't want to have to go there, but we're not going to dwell on it, but just to let everybody know, the and correct me if I'm wrong in any of my description here, John, the Third Circuit Court of Appeals has issued the stay. In other words, the lockout can continue until the hearing happens in June.
Right.
Which many people interpreted that as that was a huge gain of leverage to the owners.
Correct.
The only other thing that really is, I guess you could say, remaining on the player side is what Judge Doty could decide with the decision that he made that the negotiations about future payments from television contracts,
right.
If in the event that there's not a season, if that monetary award goes to the players, that could be a significant gain of leverage
right.
to the players. But all the experts are saying that this is a big win for the owners because in that, it wasn't a decision, but in that commentary in which you had three judges and two of them gave the opinion that they could maintain the lockout,
right.
They were very, very open
right.
about that decision, and it almost gave, I guess you could say, the fans of the NFL and the parties involved a glimpse into the future, so to speak.
A little bit of a blueprint for, you know, this is what the legal experts were saying, and that this is sort of what you can expect. And it would be a surprise at this point if this court started ruling against the owners. My interpretation of what I was reading is that it would be a surprise if things started going against the owners in terms of whether the lockout is valid or not. And that doesn't necessarily mean that one side is going to win at the negotiating table or not. But if the lockout is valid and remains valid, the legal experts seem to think that sends a clear message to the players that you're going to have to get back to the bargaining table. You're going to have to give something, and that if you don't get back to the bargaining table, there are going to be games missed,
mm-hmm.
which you know you and I have discussed. The players, I don't think, will last very long once games start to be seriously threatened in terms of staying together and having this thing last.
Yeah, and to me, it's sometimes it's very hard to interpret all of the legal mess.
Right.
But there was a line that they had in when they came out with this opinion that they felt that Judge Nelson misinterpreted the law.
Correct. I saw that.
And that, I mean, to come out and say that.
Pretty strong.
Wow.
Yeah. It's.
I was expecting them just to say, okay, the lockout can continue.
Right.
Or the lockout has been lifted,
right.
not to offer all the other things. And when the two judges offered that stuff.
That kind of shows you they probably won't be going back on. You know, that bunch, you wouldn't think would be going back on that sort of a comment. But
no.
You know, people keep asking me on the mailbag that I do, the Ozone, you know, why I'm so confident that this season's going to be played and that there won't be, you know, games missed. And I just think at some point the people involved are going to see this sort of writing on the wall. I think training camp's going to, you know, things will get cut into. It's not going to be the same kind of off season, the same preparation. I would just still be surprised if you see games missed, certainly more than one or two. I would be just very shocked.
You know, what's kind of surprising is that both the NBA and the NHL are following this very closely.
Mm-hmm.
The NBA agreement, I guess, is set to expire at the end of June.
Correct.
The NHL, their new union leader, Donald Fehr, former baseball
sure.
union head, they're all following this very closely because the NBA is facing something similar that
mm-hmm.
the NFL is facing, and they want to kind of rein in some of the costs. The NHL did it a little while ago, and Donald
mm-hmm.
Fehr is wanting to hopefully have the players be successful because the NHL owners, boy, they sat out for a year, right?
Right.
In the NHL, and then the owners got a lot back,
mm-hmm.
and so the union there in the NHL wants to gain some of that back.
Right.
And so Fehr is watching this, you know, obviously happen in front of his eyes to see how it goes, to see what type of course of action he could have. But,
right.
I mean, what's going on in the NFL now has got huge consequences
mm-hmm.
to all of the major professional sports.
And I think for our listeners, for the Jaguars fans, Monday's ruling was significant because for the Jaguars fans and for this team, the owners need to win this thing for long term. They need to get back to a deal, as we discussed the last couple of weeks, that works. And so, you know, you don't want to see football missed, but this trended this week in a little more of a positive direction for Jacksonville football long term, I believe.
Yeah, and the reason I think that you're saying that is that for a smaller market team to really thrive and to be successful, the costs have to be reined in.
Right.
You know, the big markets, you know, the Washingtons, the New Englands, the Dallases, the Chicagos, they can handle it.
A little bit better.
Because their
margins.
But
it's still been a strain on them as well.
I mean, it's still been tough on them.
Right.
But not like the markets, you know, Jacksonville. Right. I don't know so much about Green Bay, but the smaller market teams.
And the smaller market teams suffered in this. And, you know, the league is built on all those teams being able to compete equally. And, you know, this was a positive in that regard. You know, nobody wants to miss games. Nobody wants to see labor unrest. But in that light, this was at least a small step in the right direction.
Did you happen to read Pro Football Talk? And I read it quite a bit. I don't know if this is accurate or not, but there's a guy that tweeted, and his name is Rich Big Daddy Salgado. And he does some insurance for athletes. Mm-hmm. And I actually knew Rich when I was in New York.
Okay.
And he had tweeted that there was an NFL player that had taken out $500,000 loan at a 23% interest rate.
Yeah, there was a story. It was either one story or two stories I saw today, and it was probably as notable a story as I've seen on the lockout in some time, that I guess there are businesses, which I really wasn't aware of, but there are businesses whose business it is to give short-term loans to players in this situation, and they charge a pretty exorbitant interest rate. And the story essentially said business for these guys is up and doing very well. And, you know, you're talking 15, 20% interest on, you know, $500,000, some of these things.
Yeah, I find that amazing.
It's amazing.
You know, and the reason I find it amazing.
At that point, that, you know, that does not bode well for this lasting very long.
No. And a lot of people, I think, that have been around the game for a while understand that. But to me, it's amazing. How in the world could a player be needing a loan in May?
Folks,
the way contracts are structured, you get, you know, workout bonuses. Your workout pay is standard, no matter if you're Peyton Manning or the bubble player on a roster who's got no chance of making the team.
Right.
So your workout pay is all the same. You have workout bonuses that are negotiated individually. You have other bonuses that are payable at certain times of the year. But for the bulk, your paragraph five, your salary is paid in equal payments weekly.
If it's
16 game schedule and you have a bye week, you get 1/17th of your salary during the season. You're not collecting money this time of year typically anyway. So how in the world could players be needing to borrow money now when they didn't have paychecks coming in for the most part right now anyway?
Well, the story I read is that some of these guys were actually dependent on the workout bonus, and that they need that money coming in. If they're dependent on that,
boy, they need to fire themselves from being their own financial advisor.
Well, but you played, you know, guys you played with were in that situation, and guys that, you know, your grandkids play with will be in that situation. People don't handle money that well.
I remember when I played, I always had the philosophy is that when the season ended and I had to, and I couldn't play anymore. Let's say, you know, in January I'm riding, you know, an ATV or a motorcycle and I get hurt and I can't ever play again. That my level of spending has to be able to be equal to what I have saved, not to what I will earn.
Right.
And that's a philosophy that a lot of players just don't adhere to.
No.
And it's a shame. They're good for the local economies. I mean, that's terrible. 23%. Joe was doing the math, and what did it come out to be, Joe? $500,000, 23% interest.
About $130,000.
$115,000.
$115,000,
okay. it's evidently a fairly common, you know, these people have businesses that this is what they do, so they make money off this. It's not just exclusive to this situation with this season, but it's more so this season. And you can imagine that if that's happening now, you can only imagine what it's going to be in August and September.
All right, let's take a break. We come back. I want to talk a little bit about philosophy. And do general managers' philosophy changed now that we're looking at, you know, maybe into July or end of June in which we're going to know anything? We'll talk about that when we come back right here on News Talk Radio, WOKV. Bueller Swiss Watch Company is proud to be the official watch for the Jacksonville Jaguars. Bueller Swiss Watches are available at Allen's in Jacksonville, Robinson Jewelry in Fernandina Beach, Faceted Rainbow in Ocala, Kingsley Jewelry in Orange Park, and Lords and Barons Jewelers in Tallahassee. And we're back with Jaguars this week. Jeff Loggam along with John Osher. And, John, one of the things that I think has to change is certainly going to be the approach of general managers when free agency hits as far as filling out their roster.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is, for example, the Jaguars have some guys that they have said, test the market, take a look.
Right.
You know, we'll talk to you then. And I'm talking, you know, Justin Durant, Kirk Morrison, Mike Sims-Walker. Could the approach with those guys change now that you may have no offseason?
Sir.
Or a very short offseason?
Yeah, without question. I mean, guys, familiarity is going to be a big plus the shorter the offseason is, obviously. You know, a lot of teams around the league, I think, kept staffs because they would be more familiar with the players. I think the same is going to be proven true of that marginal guy like you're talking about, the guy that they're not sure is coming back or not. The closer you get to the regular season without having training camp, the more attractive that guy is going to be because there's not time to teach.
Because he knows the system.
Right.
He can walk right in the door, speak the language,
right,
and hit the ground
right
running.
There's a comfort level on both sides, which is, you know, comfort level. Coaches being comfortable that the guy is going to grasp it is a big thing for coaches, and it's a big thing for success on the field.
Will it make that free agent market less attractive, you know, as far as for, you know, if, for example, if I needed
right
to fill, you know, wide receiver position or one any position, am I going to be less willing to spend a lot more money on a guy that when he gets here, it may take him a little while to kind of get up to speed?
I don't think you'll see it change the elite level of free agency. It's not going to change the A-level players because teams are still going to look at that guy and think, okay, this guy can make a difference in terms of having better talent on the field. But I think it will change the approach of that, you know, so-called B-level guy, the guy that you're bringing in to fill a spot, to be a role player, to be a couple-of-year starter. I think it will change the dynamic on that front, certainly.
Well, if I were the general manager, it would change the way that I approached it. I would certainly put on free agents, I would put a premium on intelligence because
mm-hmm
the player's going to have to come in. He's going to have to learn something pretty quick.
Right.
And be able to be athletic without thinking, which is not easy to do.
Which probably won't change this team's approach very much anyway.
Because their approach.
Right, because Gene does put a priority on that. When he can get the smarter player, he's going to go after that smarter player.
But I think it would certainly change this team's approach, you know, to a Kirk Morrison.
Absolutely.
To maybe a Justin Durant because of the short window and the lack of OTAs.
And it might change the player's perspective as well in terms of, okay, I'm out there looking. You know, maybe a guy is looking around and saying, okay, I can go get a better deal somewhere, but if I go take that better deal somewhere, I'm only going to have 3 weeks to learn the system, 3 weeks to impress coaches. A lot of those marginal decisions.
And I may not make the team.
Yeah, and it may not be that he's not talented enough to. It's that the coaches aren't as comfortable with him as they are with one of their own guys, so you may go back to a place where you at least know the coaching staff, they know what you can do. There's not that learning period of the staff trying to get to figure out who the heck you are.
Hmm. You know, a few minutes remaining here. I was surprised once again that here we are and the decision came out this week that the lockout continues. Mm-hmm. They had a couple days of mediation, but then the mediation was put off for another couple weeks. I don't get it.
Well, I think it's like you said. I think it's between a break. They're probably not going to get anything done at the mediation table or at the negotiating table until one side or the other is convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that they've lost the leverage and not going to get it back. I think the owner's got some leverage with this, but the players can still sell, their contingency or their group on, hey, it's not over yet. We can still get leverage if this. It's going to have to be cut and dry one side or the other.
Yeah.
You have lost leverage, and then they're going to say, okay, we're not going to win this. Let's go get the best deal we can get.
Yeah, so I think to me, I mean, I've always felt that if you can just sit down and talk and continuously mm-hmm. talk, when you approach a real deadline is when things will get done.
Sure.
The problem with negotiating in March is that there's really no deadline.
Nope.
I mean, you say there's one.
Right.
But there's really not one.
And even for the player, I mean, there are obviously players who are suffering for money right now. There's obviously teams who would be in better shape if you could get this thing
sure,
solved.
Sure, with ticket sales and
but it's
marketing.
Not,
and
it's going to take it getting to crisis level. It's going to take 25 players on each team calling their player rep saying, hey, we got to get this done. Stop screwing around, stop whatever. You've got to get something done here. And it's going to take them not listening to the argument coming back from the head guy saying, oh, it's going to be okay. Them saying, no, it's not okay. I got to have my money. And vice versa. It's going to take the owners saying, we got to get it done now. We're at the point where it has to get done. There's no more games. There's no more, there's no more talking about it.
In the next couple weeks, I actually talked with the general manager, Gene Smith, today about watching some of the tape mm-hmm. on the Jaguars draft picks. I love watching tape
sure.
on guys. I'm not a college junkie. I don't watch, college football, but I want to watch and get to know the players mm-hmm. that the Jaguars had drafted, and he is going to make accessible to me. They actually have, they're not highlights because it's not all good
right.
on the players, but Gene said he considers them representative video,
okay.
which means there's some good and there's some bad of these draft picks. And
right.
so in the next couple weeks, I'm going to sit down and put some hours in watching the Jaguars draft picks and be able to come back here on a Wednesday night and talk about the Jaguars draft class. I'm looking forward to watching them.
Yeah, I would be too.
Because to me, that's the future.
Absolutely. And I do know they like these five guys. They do feel like they got five guys who are going to contribute. There's no warm bodies in there, in their opinion.
Well, hopefully we'll get to see them soon.
Sure.
We'll talk to everybody same time, same place next week, and maybe Sexton will be behind the wheel.
Who knows?